Welcome to the midday. I'm Norman. Vicki is with us. And so, you can acknowledge yourself.
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Well, where are we? We're in our Buck studio right now with a guest who's been with us before, has graced our studio, Valentina Lisitsa. Welcome back to Wisconsin.
I'm delighted to be back.
And the reason we're in this big space here in our large Buck studio is that Valentina is seated at the piano, and so we'll be hearing her play live during this part of the midday. She's here. You were playing last night.
Yes.
At the Union Theater with Hilary Hahn, the violinist, and playing a solo recital tonight at Farley's House of Pianos at 7:30. So this is kind of a little in-between.
Yes, I think of it as a nice bonus. We had 2.5-hour performance yesterday.
Well, we'll take it easy on you.
Yes.
Today.
Thank you.
Well, not that it's necessary. I've seen you play with great endurance, and you made it look just... I don't really want to use this metaphor, but it's the only one that comes to mind. It's almost like you were just kind of waving a dust cloth over the piano.
Oh, don't you say in the radio that I have enormous hands, because that's what usually my reviews say. And I even posted my hands on website.
You posted your hands on the website.
Oh, she got those enormous hands. So it's so easy.
It's not the size, but he just made it look so... loose-limbed and just so easy, the way you just almost were waving your hands over the piano.
And goodness knows, Rachmaninoff is not easy to play.
Yeah, and he got big
music.
Hands.
Yes. Well, he did call for some large stretches.
Yeah.
And, I think we'd love to hear some, actually. You have a couple of preludes that
Sure,
you'll
which I would
play?
Love to play live with as little mistakes as possible. So after partying all night.
Sometimes
it was our last concert on the tour, months-long tour.
Well, sometimes the partying helps, don't you think?
Yeah, sometimes it helps, sometimes it doesn't. I'll tell you at the end of an interview.
So which preludes would you like to play for us?
I think G major and G sharp minor, famous ones.
Wonderful.
All right, Valentina Lisitsa.
Thank you.
Very nice. Perfectly lovely, in fact. Wonderful.
Oh, those pieces are so magical.
Two preludes by Rachmaninoff. I was surprised to find out, I looked again at your website today. You actually didn't want to be a pianist. You wanted to be a chess champion?
Yes. How ridiculous is that?
Well, I don't know. If you played chess the way you play the piano, I don't think it's ridiculous at all.
I suppose.
The only advantage is it's much harder for the world at large to share your abilities when
that's
you're
right. And you remember it was in Soviet Union where chess used to be spectator sport.
Yes, oh yes. Yes, it was really top of the sports world to be a chess player.
Yeah, there. Now it's past. And I don't even play on internet because it takes too much time.
It's an addiction. Did you tell me at one point you wanted to be an ice skater too?
No, never wanted to be. I mean, my mom tried me in all kinds of stuff, ballet, ice skating, swimming. Didn't stick, fortunately.
I was looking at your website too, and which is valentinalisitsa.com, by the way, if anyone else wants to look at it. And you have some very interesting features there. You're on MySpace and YouTube, and there are clips of yourself playing. And you're really into making DVDs now.
Yes.
Is there a reason that you're going to DVDs more than CDs, or isn't that the case?
Actually, it was by accident. I'm an addict to eBay shopping because we live in a small place, which is not even a city, it's more like a village, and we do all of our shopping online, and we happened to find this auction with video equipment, and we bought it and we learned how to do it. Uh-huh. And that was fun, something unusual, because usually only big budget companies can do it, and it was very successful. We started with DVD of 24 Chopin etudes, mm-hmm. and lots of kids were buying it because they not only want to hear something which is edited, of course, many times, and it's not real-life performances, mm-hmm. but also to see actual hands, how they move.
Yeah, you can learn a lot from that. Yeah.
The last time we saw you, you were 8 months pregnant. You were still quite the virtuoso. Did you record these DVDs when you were in that
Actually,
condition?
Actually, yes, I did. After we talked and I was late with my delivery thing, and we were recording Schubert DVD. So Schubert has very dark background. You cannot see anything. It's mood lighting.
And you have one called Pink and Black.
Yes, that's the most recent one.
And you have this wonderful pink dress on. Is that the reason for the title?
Yes, it came later. It was an afterthought because we were recording this pink dress and then I got sick of it and I wanted something dramatic, so we changed its setup. Oh, we call it Pink and Black.
You were one of those pianists who started very early. You started playing at 3 and I think your first public performance at 4?
Yes.
Well, has the younger generation in your family already started touching the piano at the age of, what, 1.5 now or something?
Well, touching the piano, yes. Painting on piano, yes. Well, all kind of media, which I'm not going to mention on the radio. But not playing the piano. Actually, my son, Benjamin, he is almost 2.5 years old, and he hates music. He hates my piano playing.
He does.
Specific, yes. Because he knows mommy is practicing, mommy is going somewhere.
Yes.
That's a connection in his little brain. So he tries to prevent me by all means. So basically, I'm very happy on tours because it's like sleeping vacation. I go home, back to being housewife, mother, cook, everything. And then, like, I wait until he goes to sleep around 8, and then life begins, and so does practicing.
So you're going back to North Carolina, what, in the next day or so?
No, or? I'm on the road. I started mid-September, and I'm on the road until mid-November, like 15th Yikes. Or 16th, and then I have 2 weeks home.
2 weeks?
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks. In which I'm hoping to record a new CD.
Busy lives. And you're married to a pianist also.
Yes.
And I suppose balancing the duet dates for two pianos. You usually play music for two pianos, not duet music,
yes.
Right?
Yes. And that actually was the reason we moved to North Carolina, because we found on the internet this humongous castle of a house, which has room for 3 grand pianos.
Wow.
So there's one for Benjamin when he grows up to it.
I suppose, yeah.
I'm also curious how this collaboration with Hilary Hahn came about.
We played a few times on festivals. I mean, we met casually. And then her many years, she had collaboration with another pianist, with a girl, and she decided to start a family. So she sort of retired from that. And Hilary was actually afraid to call me because she knew at that time that I have barely 1 year old. Uh-huh. And we called about some other things, and we started talking about stuff, and I said, well, do you want to play with me? So, oh, yes, I'd love to, but I was afraid to ask. So that's how we started. We went on 2 tours last year. Also this year we did almost 4 weeks on a bus.
Oh.
Yes, and we're going in February to Europe for a month.
Wonderful.
Never a dull moment. Well, what else can we hear?
How about some Schumann?
Wonderful.
For a change, something quiet. So I'll play Traumerave from Kinderszenen.
Thank you.
It sounds lovely. How's that piano working out for you?
When's your next fundraiser coming?
Soon, soon enough. We'll,
if somebody who's listening to this show will donate a nice 9-foot Steinway or something like that to the studio, I'm going to come and play 2 hours concert here.
All right. Well, you know, you never know who's out there.
That's right.
It just might take you at your word.
As I was listening to you, I was wondering if you have to change your approach, whether it's in a studio like this, a fairly small space as far as music making is concerned, and the big halls like Carnegie Hall. Do you have to hold back at all in these smaller spaces?
Not really. No, your ear adjusts first. I mean, there is certain sound which is like standard in your head, what you have. And some people can play loudly and bang the hell out of piano in small hall or in big, and some people are just timid and they play quietly, introvertedly.
Does your pedaling change? The articulation?
Yes, of course it does. And that's why, you know, different piano companies attempt to put those things, I don't know even how they are called, which record sort of live performance. It's not piano roll or something. And
yes,
they all claim like it's going to be 100% identical performance. But then you wonder, okay, then somebody buys piano, takes it to another room with different acoustics. How is the pedal going to sound? Is it going to be like a sea of pedal, or it's going to be dry? So it never works for me.
You can? Do you think you can never really duplicate a performance exactly?
No. Look, they're trying with CDs for many, many years, and there is nothing like a live performance.
That's true.
Your parents were not musical, were they?
No, not at all. So they didn't know what they got me into.
So I gather it was fairly routine, though, to even for non-musical parents, to steer their children into music lessons?
That's right. Yeah, it was widely available.
Well, let's hear some more as time wanes away. What else can we hear?
Some more Kindersingen. That's one of the pieces you're playing tonight at Farley's, correct?
Scenes from Childhood.
Scenes
yes.
from Childhood.
Yes. But I was thinking about something like Virtuoso.
Oh,
to
good.
See how this piano can hold.
Lovely.
Actually, I probably will play a piece which I'm going to play as an encore. And usually people, you know, they ask, what encores are you going to play? Well, they're encores, so you never prepare them in theory.
Course.
So I'm going to play something totally unprepared. And usually one of mine is like La Campanella. So I'll try that. It's Liszt Etude La Campanella. Thank you.
She always smiles at the end of these pieces. I would call that scenes from adulthood, maybe. La Campanella.
The little bell, and there was lots of bell sounds
by
there.
Franz Liszt. Well, just wait until we get the good piano, you know, when that next pledge drive brings in the donation.
We'll work on that.
I can only imagine what that's going to sound like. What fun.
Yeah, thank you so much, Valentina.
Thanks so much for having me.